Taking a look now at some news from the world of sports. We'll start in the NHL playoffs and the Montreal Canadiens. On Saturday, we're just 18 seconds away from trailing the New York Rangers 2-0 in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, on Monday, the Canadiens are leading that same series 2-1. That's how fast things can move in the fastest game on Earth. After Canadiens rallied to win on Saturday on a tying goal with just 18 ticks left on the clock and then another in overtime, they went into Madison Square Garden last night and hung a 3-1 loss on the Rangers. Arturi Lehkonen and Shea Weber tallied on the power play. Alexander Radulov added a goal and an assist. Carey Price faced just 21 shots and turned away 20 of them as the Rangers are struggling to create offense. Home has been anything but sweet for the blue shirt faithful. The Rangers have now lost their last 6 playoff games on home ice, and they will need to break that streak tomorrow night if they want any realistic hope at winning the series. Elsewhere, the Columbus Blue Jackets got the start they needed at home. Just 11 seconds into Game 3 against the defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins, the Jackets struck for a goal. But the game ultimately went to overtime, tied at 4 apiece. That's when Sidney Crosby somehow eluded 3 defenders behind the Columbus net and sent a perfect feed out front to Jake Guentzel, and he put it home to complete a hat trick on the night for him, giving Pittsburgh a 5-4 win and a stranglehold 3-0 lead in that series. Now, Columbus is not the only team that needs to dig out of a 3-0 hole, but no one thought the underdog St. Louis Blues would have that lead over the heavily favored Minnesota Wild. But that is the situation now after a 3-1 Blues win yesterday in St. Louis. They're up 3-0. Staying out west, the Edmonton Oilers are now up 2-1 on the San Jose Sharks with a 1-0 victory last night, the only goal of the game scored by perhaps the most unlikely player. Zach Cassian, known far more for his brawn than finesse with the puck, picked off a pass in the San Jose zone and put a backhander in for the game winner. That's the second consecutive game that he has scored what proved to be the game-winning goal. The playoffs bring out the best in all sorts of players, not just the superstars. Cam Talbot made 23 saves in net to nail down the shutout for Edmonton. Now, the playoffs have started in the NBA, and what the Boston Celtics' best player and league MVP candidate did last night in the opening round of their playoffs against the Chicago Bulls was truly remarkable, even though the Celtics lost the game. Isaiah Thomas had tears in his eyes during the pregame introductions. He was taking the court with the awful knowledge that just one day earlier, his 22-year-old sister had been killed in a car accident. Thomas nevertheless did what he always does. He put his team on his back, and he played with passion and guts. He finished with a game-high 33 points in Boston's 106-102 loss to Chicago. Very much to his credit, Celtics coach Brad Stevens had told Thomas he did not expect him to play last night if he didn't feel up to it, but Thomas said he wanted to. And I'm fully behind Stevens' further statement that if Thomas feels the need to skip game 2 and be with his family instead, that is fine with him also. There are huge expectations for this Celtics team that finished first in the Eastern Conference and has the potential to make the NBA Finals, but in the end, it's still just a game. And whatever Thomas and his family feels is best for him, play or not, is the decision every fan should accept and respect. Thomas declined to speak with reporters after the game. Celtics forward Jay Crowder did, and he said, quote, "We should have just gotten that win for him." His teammates will endeavor to do that in Game 2 tomorrow night in Boston with or without Thomas. Moving on to Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox won a weird game at Fenway Park yesterday, 7-5 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Weird because starter Drew Pomeranz struck out 10 Rays in just 4 1/3 innings, but he left the game trailing 4-2 after giving up 3 runs in the first and a solo homer in the fourth. Weird because Pablo Sandoval is still batting under 200 for the season, but hit a big 2-run homer to tie the game. Weird because the Red Sox gave that lead right back in the next inning, and they trailed 5-4 before Mitch Moreland came through with a 2-run, bases-loaded single in the seventh, continuing his torrid start to the season as the new Red Sox first baseman. Catcher Christian Vasquez also had a monster game, going 3-for-4 at the plate and making a terrific circus catch on a pop fly, leaning up against the screen to make the grab and then flashing a huge kid-like grin after the play was made. Now, Stephen Wright could use a grin. He is the starter for the Red Sox later this morning in the annual Patriots Day game. Starts a little bit after 11 o'clock this morning, but Wright is carrying a brutal ERA of 13.50 into the contest. He could really use a good start today. The New York Yankees swept the St. Louis Cardinals with a 9-3 win at the stadium last night. Michael Pineda got his second consecutive win. He gave up just 2 runs over 7 innings. Greg Bird hit a mammoth home run off Adam Wainwright, who took the loss for the Cards. St. Louis in unfamiliar territory, now 3-9 on the season and with the worst record in the National League. The New York Mets got cooled off by a rookie in a 4-2 loss to the Miami Marlins. JT Riddle's second ever major league hit was a 2-run game-winning homer walk-off off Addison Reed in the bottom of the ninth. And the saying in baseball goes, you can't win a pennant in April, but you can lose one, and the Toronto Blue Jays may be doing so. Losing 11-4 to the Baltimore Orioles yesterday, the Jays are now 2-10 to start the year, and with last year's MVP Josh Donaldson on the disabled list, they may not be able to recover, even though the season is less than 1 month old.